This morning, I am talking to screenwriter Lucy Dahl, who we're going to be talking about the new release of the Big Friendly Giant, which I think, Lucy, you have a little video as part of the Blu-ray DVD release.
Yes, I actually do. I was interviewed about the relationship between my father and Walt Disney and Steven Spielberg before I even saw the film. So my interview within the Blu-ray DVD that's coming out on November the 29th is actually really nothing about the film, but some sort of secrets that are fun about the relationship between three of, I think, the most creative men that ever lived. And it certainly made an impact on children and entertainment and imagination worldwide.
There's no argument there. There's no argument. You're so right. I enjoyed the film very much because I have your father's books in my home for my son and my nephew and nieces, and of course the movies that have been based on some of the books. And
how old is your son?
Well, now he's 23.
I hope he's still reading them.
But I now have grandnephews, you know, and there's always kids in the family, so there's always new ones to introduce the stories to.
How lovely.
Yeah. And
they are timeless and generationless, if that's a word.
Yes, they definitely are. And growing up with your dad and these stories, is there any one in particular that you are still very fond of?
I love all of them because all of them are some sort of a derivative from our life and my childhood in the countryside of England, you know, starting with Fantastic Mr. Fox, some more than others. So Fox obviously is very much the landscape of where we grew up. Matilda reminds me very much of my childhood and how my father used to champion us against the teachers while we were growing up, which is a very fond memory. And the BFG, which is the topic of today, was an enormous part of my childhood because our BFG lived in a cave under the orchard at the end of our garden, and he would mix up dreams for us every single night, and at bedtime my father would tell us a story and leave the window open, just a tiny little crack. Mm-hmm. And at some point later, not that much later, we were usually still awake, a bamboo stick would come into the crack of the window and blow dreams into our bedroom and then retract. So to ensure that we had good dreams. And so the BFG is particularly a very special story to me.
And I love the story that you just told. That's wonderful. That's so wonderful. And you're also a writer.
I am a writer. Yeah, I am a writer. It's tough being a writer and the daughter of such a successful writer. So I try to keep my genres as different as I possibly can from my father's, so that I keep my own identity and don't get attacked by the critics.
Yes, of course, of course. But all of us, you know, either want to follow in our parents' footsteps or we want our kids to follow in our footsteps. But at the same time, we want them to have their own identity. So I understand that very well. I understand that very well. But is there something, what kind of genres do you really enjoy also working in?
For a long time, I wrote romantic comedies. But that genre has kind of gone out of fashion now. If you've noticed, they don't really make those movies very much anymore. So So I've had to switch it up, and I've just moved to television, and I'm also writing a story at the same time. Oh. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, I didn't. I'm glad that you had this moment to be able to talk to me a little about what we're going to be expecting in your video, which I think sounds really great, that it's something more personal than just about the film.
And yes. No, it's, you know, I have to say about the film, is really a beautiful adaptation of a beautiful book, and you can... For people who haven't seen the film, because it did come out, I don't think everybody has seen it because it came out in the busyness of the summer.
Yes.
And now the DVD is coming out in the nice quiet of the winter. And it's really a beautiful, wonderful film of imagination and love and excitement and how good will always prevail.
Very true, and no, I really enjoyed the film. I was very fortunate, lucky to talk to Mr. Spielberg about the film, along with the young woman who played the young dreamer. And so, thank you so much for doing this, and I look forward to seeing your work on television very soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was nice to meet you.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.